thankful that you love a heart like mine.
God's Word, the Bible, contains hidden treasures just waiting to be discovered. Treasures of truth that'll help us in our day-to-day lives. Listen to Forsha Ross now as she unlocks these hidden treasures with practical keys of understanding that'll empower you to live a more abundant life.
Hello, prayer warriors and leaders of the way. I like that, leaders of the way. Jesus is the only way out of this worldwide mess we are in. But out of it is a message. According to Acts 9, 1 and 2, the earliest followers of Jesus describe themselves as disciples of the Lord and followers of the way. And according to Acts 11, 26, a settled community of disciples at Antioch were the first to be called Christians. In some strange, interesting way, we have become the hidden church from home. Only in this digital age, we can speak loud and clear online. I do believe this will pass over, but I also believe it is making way for the powerful coming of the Lord. I've always believed that Jesus doesn't waste any opportunity to reveal himself to people. Everything in our generation seems to be pointing to the climax of the ages. Let's lead the way. Many years ago, God spoke to me emphatically that I was to prepare God's people to get ready to meet him. By that, I mean to consider what is really important in pleasing him, and not just know his word, but to put it into practice. Are we complaining about what's going on? Are we angry? Are we at odds with someone or a neighbor, etc., etc., etc.? Am I saying he's coming tomorrow? I don't know. But any time there is a crisis in our nation, or, as it is now, a global crisis, we can't help but sense that we must get our homes in order and focus more intently on what is truly important. Remember, our citizenship is in heaven, and we are just passing through. Are we going to be perfect through this? No, just ask my husband. I had to apologize to him yesterday. But my prayer is that our desire to live pleasing to the Lord would increase, thereby making way for more of him in our lives. Philippians 2:14 through 16 says, "Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like the stars in the sky as you hold firmly to the word of life." By the way, my husband and I are doing some major house improvements, and I have just finished upholstering my dining room chairs that I have wanted to do for years. I have 10 chairs. God has always done things in my life in the natural as he's doing things in the spiritual in the worldwide church. Listen to 1 Corinthians 15:46. The spiritual did not come first, but the natural, and after that the spiritual. Things are not happenstance. Look around you. Look at your life. What is God saying to you through the natural things happening in your life? Do not be deceived. Look up, for your redemption draws near. Hi, this is Forsha Ross of Forsha Ross Ministries, where healing the heart, renewing the mind, and empowering the spirit takes place. Thank you for listening to my Hidden Treasures radio program. For more information, visit my website at forshaross.org. Or check out my Facebook page at Forsha Ross Ministries. Write me at Forsha Ross Ministries, P.O. Box 717, Glendale, Rhode Island, 02826. Or call us at 1-800-533-8854 in the USA and Canada. I'd love to hear from you.